You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, we go to Washington's where we find CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand talking about the latest in the Canada-U.S. trade talks. Natalie, Canada rescinding this digital services tax. This had become a big sticking point, especially for the president. What exactly was it, and what happened this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Brian and Susan. So Canada had announced late last week that they would be putting around a 3% charge on revenues generated by Canadians targeting high-tech companies. You know, we're talking about Amazon, Google. The president fired back saying on social media, saying this is a blatant attack on the U.S. and that he would be terminating all discussions regarding trade with Canada, also complaining about the high tariffs that, say, U.S. dairy farmers face when, you know, exporting their goods to Canada. So there is a lot of back and forth on Friday and concerns that, you know, these trade talks that have been underway would just completely go away. But now we have word that Canada has called off or scrapped this tax on the big U.S. tech firms just really hours before it was going to take effect. And now Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney saying, you know, that they not only want to continue these trade talks, but hopefully reach some sort of agreement or deal by end of July. July 21st is the date that they give. We still have to reach out to the White House and find out if that timeline, you know, is something that they're eyeing as well. But we know that all of this comes ahead of, you know, the July 9th deadline for these negotiations on what the White House has called reciprocal tariffs on trading partners with the United States. As the U.S. tries to set these new rates on essentially, you know, what they are going to charge different companies to trade with.
Natalie, what is the current tariff situation between the U.S. and Canada? I know steel and aluminum, that right, those are definitely in.
Yeah, those are sector-specific tariffs. So when you're talking about, again, what the administration has referred to as reciprocal tariffs, the sector-specific tariffs on, say, steel, aluminum, autos, that's kind of a different bucket, but still very significant for a huge trading partner like Canada. But, you know, right now, the White House has been working on these negotiations with all trading partners to try to reach, you know, this new, what they're calling the reciprocal rate. And so far, you know, as you've been covering, we only have this agreement that was reached between the U.S. and the U.K. Also, you know, the big agreement with China, even though that's still kind of a framework to move forward. And we have to wait and see how implementation continues since, you know, we've seen some back and forth there. But regarding all the other big trading partners, including Canada, including Mexico, you know, we're still waiting to see really how they shake out in terms of, you know, the final numbers and final negotiations as we approach, fast approach, that July deadline. And you may remember, you know, just a few weeks ago, the president was at the G7 summit hosted by Canada, and there was kind of a cordial back and forth that we saw in front of the cameras between President Trump and Prime Minister Carney. And the two did seem to be engaged in civil conversations. Of course, you know, trade a number one concern, but so much of the news cycle in the past couple of weeks has been dominated by Iran and Israel that it seems, you know, even though there's been talks happening behind the scenes with these trading partners, it's really coming back into focus in terms of the public eye and media coverage really this week as we head into July. And one other thing to note, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, speaking to one of the cable networks last week, suggested that maybe trade would be buttoned up by Labor Day in September. That's, you know, a different deadline than this July deadline that we have. But it just goes to show really how complicated these trade negotiations truly are. It can take many months or even years to really finalize in agreement, but of course the Trump administration trying to kind of fast track all of that.
You know, this really does seem to be one country where with the U.S. seems to have a lot of negotiating power. It's almost like the president dropped a hammer, so to speak, on ending these negotiations, and Canada says, all right, we'll get rid of this digital services tax, no questions asked. I mean, there's a lot of trade that happens between the two countries, and Canada really depends on the U.S. And has a lot of incentive to get some sort of deal.
That's true. And at the same time, the U.S., when you talk to different industries, for instance, you know, the building industry, and they point to lumber coming from Canada, it is a top trading partner for a reason. There is a lot of trade back and forth. But you are right to point out this does seem to be a huge concession by the Prime Minister Carney, who we also know is still fairly new in his role and kind of navigating this, you know, the new tensions that have arisen between the U.S. and Canada in light of some of President Trump's tariffs and also, you know, his comments regarding continued pressure on Canada and comments regarding Canada becoming a 51st state. So, you know, there is a lot of public tension there. I was going to say unspoken, but it's clearly visible for the public to see. But at the end of the day, when there is so much money at stake and different pressure by businesses and industry, that definitely, no question, impacts the decisions that the leaders and policymakers end up making when it comes to trade.
And with our other trading partners, it appears that this July 9th date is not a hard and fast deadline.
Yeah, I mean, the president said that he doesn't think he needs to extend the tariff pause, speaking to Fox News in an interview that aired over the weekend. But again, if you have the Treasury Secretary saying that, you know, maybe Labor Day is a more realistic target of when things will be wrapped up with the more than dozen or so top trading partners that the U.S. has, I think what the administration is signaling is they still plan to send out these letters to countries saying, okay, here's the tariff rate that we're thinking. Maybe it might be kind of like a final offer for negotiations. But in terms of actually finalizing all of the paperwork and, you know, the details of these individual negotiations, which the White House has referred to as these bespoke, you know, individual negotiations with each country, that might take a few months longer. And one other country that the administration has been previewing for weeks now, but they keep repeating, is this deal with India that could be coming very soon as well.
Well, Natalie, thank you for the time this morning. Really appreciate it. And the insight, Natalie Brand reporting from Washington, joining us live here on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.